the interesting thing I think about newspapers, it was frustrating in a way because you had crappy reproduction. You were never going to, you know, you were always going to have the week where the lips, red lips were over here of the mouth and the, you know, everything was off and it would just break your heart. And, you know, there was always this thing, well, do we wish we worked for a magazine? But the nicest thing about newspapers, and especially again at that, through that period, was that you weren't limited. If you would have worked at a magazine, you would have been the shoe market editor who all you did was go and look at the shoes and your whole world was shoes and you knew every shoe and you knew everything and you would be the person to, you know, provide the shoes for the shoe. But for us, we traveled and wrote on the collections. We pulled the clothes from the stores that we shot. We booked the models, booked the photographers, attended the photo shoots, styled the photo shoots, when interviewed the designers. It was like we got to do everything, and it was amazing. And that just would not happen at a magazine that had this full tier of, you know, that the masthead was this long. It was like, by the time Tammy Tice would be another good person really for you to talk to. She worked at the fashion section, but then she was a UNT grad and journalism grad, I believe. And she was sort of my longest partner at the paper. And we sort of became, after I was named editor instead of just writer, she became much more responsible for the visual part. And she was the one who was booking the models and conceiving the photo shoots and editing the film and working with me. And I was more on the writing side and story ideas and editing and kind of putting it all together. We did get, the longer that we went on, the more specialized our roles did become within the fashion section. But still, we were all doing a little bit of everything. So when it was Tom Ford's last show, Tammy was the one who actually went and last show at Gucci. She was the one who went and covered that. So we were still, you know, switching around and doing and a shared thing, which was amazing.